I live intentionally every day to have my marriage restored, and I pray every day for my husband's salvation.
Every 3 to 4 months, I write a newsletter to all the people on my street. I offer to pray for them if they have any prayer requests, and I encourage them to seek the Lord.
In my marriage, intentionally, what I'm really working hard at is really pay attention to the little things. You know, it's a lot of little things that my wife really appreciates because it makes her feel loved.
My husband does not like to talk on the telephone, so I've been sending him text messages every day just telling him how much I love him and asking God to bless his day.
Yeah, those are people who are making a difference, because they're being intentional in their marriage, their family, their neighborhood, and lives are being impacted because of that. That's what intentional living is about, helping you with your high-stake relationships, starting at the top, your relationship with Christ, all the way through down, including your neighbors. What's one thing for 30 days you could be intentional about that would just add so much value in your life, in one of those relationships, or one thing you need to take out, the declutter from your life? 888-888-1717 is the number. Here's what we're doing today. We're opening the phone line and inviting you to call and just ask a question. Maybe you're struggling in your marriage. Maybe you're hurting. Maybe you just want to get some help in figuring out what is one thing that would help you in your marriage. That's what intentional living is here. That's why we do this. We can help you do that. Or one thing that you need to stop. If nothing else, for the first time, to think about it. What's one thing, if you were to do it for the next 30 days, would be the greatest value in your marriage? Maybe it's to encourage your spouse every day, to help without being asked, to think ahead and know what's important to your spouse and do it every day. Pray for your spouse every day. Boy, those are four ideas. Or maybe one thing you need to stop. Stop criticizing for the next 30 days. Stop ignoring when they want to talk to you. Stop by putting the phone down and paying attention when they want to speak to you. What's one thing that you could do, one thing you could stop that'd make a difference? Got a question? You want to offer some input? Give us a call. 888-888-1717. And the Intentional Living Process for Marriage MP3 is our gift to you. We'll get it to we'll let you get it, figure out how to get it. Our staff will show you how to get it. We'll get it to you. The Intentional Living Process for Marriage, the top 10 list, one of my teachings. 888-888-1717 is the number. The power of one thing. Sounds like, Janet, you've been doing one thing that's making a difference in your marriage in Michigan. Go right ahead.
I would like to commit to asking my husband for us to have devotional time every day.
Mm-hmm. What, you think he'll cooperate?
I think he will. I asked him once when we first got married 30 years ago, and for whatever reason, he said no. He was on his way out to a six-month cruise because he was in the Navy, and I think he was just kind of trying to separate emotionally from me to be gone so long. So I never asked him again after that, although we had devotions for years with our children as soon as they were old enough. And then once they were gone, we didn't do that. But I have some time with him now. He's off work due to surgery for a couple of weeks, and I can have time to sit down and talk with him about it now. So I think I'll give that a try.
All right. Well, listen, try is a good start, but you got to do it. Most of us, when we say we'll try, I know what you mean. I mean, I know your heart there, Jenna, but just do it. Be intentional. Set a time, sit down with them, and just share your heart and say, this would be so important to me, and it would take such little time. Can we do this? And keep your expectations reasonable. Maybe you're going to have to take the lead a little bit to help get started, but to start moving in that direction. Okay, Rosie's in Arizona. Rosie,
hello.
Welcome. Welcome to Intentional Living.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. What's your question or comment today?
Well, sorry if I cry.
It's all right.
On the 12th of July, my husband died.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And
was that unexpected?
Kind of. I mean, he had heart problems, but they put a pacemaker in him in January, and he was doing pretty good. And then, anyway, he was on his way home from work, and he passed away. Somebody saw him in the road driving, and that the truck was going slow, and they stopped him and got him out. And anyway, he passed away, and the only thing that's getting me through this here is I know he knew the Lord, and I know where he went, and I know we had his memorial yesterday. And at the same time, by the same thing, we did adult foster care. We do adult foster care.
Yeah.
With people with disabilities. And one of the guys that I had to let go because he was getting so aggressive. And the Tuesday before my husband passed away, there was an issue. And I can't say that that caused what happened, but in my heart, I kind of feel that it contributed to it. Mm. And anyway, I need to get closer to God. I know that. I have Bible study here once a week with the ladies from our church, and we have a really tight knit Christian community. And but I have to get better about reading my Bible, so I'm gonna be intentional about doing that. That's what I'm gonna do. But I was gonna tell you, right after he passed away, not long after that, you guys started doing your cruise to Alaska. Now, we just passed our 25th anniversary in May. And that's what we were going to do. We wanted to do that, to go to Alaska.
Well, Rosie, listen, listen, just take a deep breath for a minute. Just breathe. I mean, God is with you. You're in the midst of a huge loss, somewhat unexpected. We talk about doing the next right one thing intentionally. This is not a time in your life that you're going to come up with a lot of goals and a lot of different things. You're moving into this grief process and this loss, and you're in the crisis stage. I mean, it's just been a few weeks. And the good news is, you know where your husband is as a believer. We believe by hope, by faith. We know where he is. That should bring comfort. But right now, Rosie, I'd really encourage you to just take a deep breath, and not only for 30 days, it's going to take longer than that, but to start taking care of yourself. Don't overbook yourself. Don't overcommit. You know, you got to just take care of yourself. You're going to be in a better place, a healthier place 6 months from now if you go through this grieving process. I would encourage you. We talk about doing one thing. Here's what I encourage you to do, Rosie. Reading scripture is great. Prayer is great. But you need people. I would encourage you to find a grief recovery group in your church or in a church in your community. There are many. Find a woman that can come alongside of you and give you comfort and perspective on grief, because there's a process that you're going to be going through. And you can't rush it. The tears are normal. The pain is normal. And you're not alone. You're going to get better. You're going to feel better. You won't be in the same place 6 months from today. Would it be okay if I prayed with you?
She passed. I mean, my friend's husband passed away in April too. So her and I are going to go to the classes together.
There you go. That's important. Can I pray with you?
Yes, please.
Lord, thank you for Rosie, and for the fact that she had 25 years in a loving marriage, Christian marriage. We don't know why you determined it was time for him. It's beyond our own understanding. But Father, I do pray that now that as Rosie is here, that you'll comfort her as your daughter. You'll give her strength and good community around her to help her step by step, day by day, go through this process of grief and loss in her life intentionally. That she'll be intentional in going through this. And we'll thank you for it in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
We'll be praying for you, Rosie.
All right. Thank you so much.
Sorry. Hey, listen, let me just say this. We talk about high-stake relationships. Maybe you hear Rosie, maybe you have someone in your life today, could be a spouse, child, sibling. You have no idea they're going to be here next week. They could be taken, we don't know, and in any of our lives. We're a vapor, as the scripture says. We need to take advantage of every day. Number our days, the scripture says, that we can have a heart after wisdom. So I'd encourage you, as you hear Rosie's story, not to just say, well, that's, you know, poor Rosie, we'll pray for her. But think about a high-stake relationship that you have that you wouldn't want to have that person taken and later say, boy, I should have or could have. I didn't hear that with Rosie. What I heard was a loving relationship, and she's just starting this grieving process following 25 years of marriage. That's understandable. High-stake relationship. One thing for 30 days, one thing to stop for 30 days. What's a high-stake relationship? Maybe it's your marriage today. Give us a call, 888-888-1717, and the Intentional Living Process for Marriage, MP3, will be my gift to you. If you get through, I get a chance to talk to you on the air. 888-888-1717. Give me a call.
Because life happens 24/7, we've made intentional living available for you 24/7. Whenever and wherever, as long as you can get online, you can go to theintentionallife.com. At the top of our webpage, you'll see those little icons for YouTube, Vimeo, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even Pinterest. You can also hear full-length programs just like this one on demand. Or you can download the app so that everything I'm talking about will be right there in your smartphone. All of this waiting for you right now for free at theintentionallife.com.
Here's one thing you can do if you're feeling financially overwhelmed. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. I encourage you to stop digging the financial hole. It's easy to keep digging, thinking somehow or other, if I keep digging, things will get better. Doing the same thing over an extended period of time, that's the wrong one thing, won't get you to where you want to go. Financial problems, remember, are both an emotional and a mathematical issue. So let your emotions fuel you to drive to deal with the mathematical problem, which is spending less than you make over an extended period of time. Intentional living focuses so often on 10-10-80. It works. Tithing, saving 10%, and learning to live on 80. You do that over an extended period of time and get on the same page when you do, and that's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You can subscribe to the Intentional Living Minute and have it come directly to your email every day. And when you do, take the helpful thoughts for the day. Maybe you're getting the help today on finance, like the spot you heard. Maybe tomorrow will be on marriage, the next day on your faith. And share those with friends and family members. You can subscribe for the Intentional Living Minute today. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. theintentionallife.com and /minute. When you put the /minute on the end there, it'll take you to the sign-up page. By the way, when you're at the website also today, and only for the next, this month, on the next few days of August, we're making available a beautiful, just created 16-month wall calendar from Intentional Living and Family Life Radio, called Hope That Lights the Way, and it begins September 1st. It'll take you right through day by day, all of 2020, and we have intentionally put a lot of hope in Scripture and encouragement every day, every month, because we know that life is a daily process, isn't it? So share your best gift today. We really can use your help here at the end of summer. It would be a great help. When you share your best gift and ask for it, we'll get it to you. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on donate, and we'll make sure that gets to you, okay? Theintentionallife.com. Talking about high-stake relationships today, Jana is in Michigan. Hi there. How are you today?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your question or comment?
Thank you so much for having me. Isn't God just amazing?
He is. Amen to that.
He's amazing. So I was thinking about one of the callers that called in 15 minutes ago, a half hour ago, about how the biggest relationship we should have, of course, is with Christ. And I can't agree with that anymore. I mean, that's should be our top priority.
Right.
But I also think that people forget to have a relationship with themselves. And I think that that's very important. And what I mean by that is learning how to say no in certain situations, taking care of yourself. I have found the love for cycling and running, and I've done a half marathon and bicycled across the United States. And for me, that's been a really good relationship for me to have on my own as far as my physical health, taking care of me so that my kids will have me for a long time, et cetera. And that also sparked the other thought, which is the real reason for my call, is that we can be really, really physically fit. I can run 13 miles. I can ride a bike 100 miles at a time. But if you're not spiritually fit, then being physically fit really doesn't matter. And so for me, my 30-day thing was not only running and cycling, but also opening God's Word up every day and to see what God has planned for me for today and tomorrow. And I think once you have that relationship with Christ and with yourself, and you're able to get yourself out of bed an hour early to have that time. If I can get up an hour early every day to go running 5 miles, I can get up every day early to spend time with God, right?
That's right.
So I think, I think a lot of that is the personal relationship you have with Christ, which shines through onto yourself as well.
You know, let me ask you this, Jana. You're in this community of health, exercise, and that's good, and cycling. Do you find a lot of people that in your community, people that you know, that's the end game, just to have better health, but they're kind of empty in the rest of their life?
Absolutely. It happens all the time. I have a lot of Christian friends who are athletic as well, but I can definitely see it. People think that if I just run this mile, if I just run this half marathon, which is 13.1, if I just run this marathon, which is 26.2, then everything's going to be better. And it never is better, right? Like, that grass is never greener on the other side if Christ isn't watering that.
Yeah.
And so I think, I do see that every day. And I know with me, I've been in a few races where I hit that wall, I get that fatigue, and I say, okay, God, it's you and me, help me through this last 2 miles or whatever it may be, and he gives me the strength. And I also use that time to have my talks with him and tell him where I'm at and what I'm feeling and what I need and what I want. And ask him what he wants from me. And I think running and cycling has been that outlet to be able to have that time with him.
That's good. Well, congratulations. You said you bicycled all the way across the country.
I did. My furthest trip so far has been from Michigan to Fort Worth, Texas, in 2013. And I've been doing a trip for charities. I do a trip every year. And just this last February, 5 months ago, I picked up running. And for anybody listening that isn't sure if they could do something like that, let me tell you, I'm 46 years old and I picked up running in February and could barely run 30 seconds, and I'm running 13 miles now. So whatever you put inside of you that you really want that desire to do, you can do. It just takes perseverance and time.
That's fantastic. And listen, it is baby steps. You want to do something. That's why we talk about 30 days. I mean, our goal is not at the end of 30 days, you stop doing the right thing, obviously. The game plan here is kind of like what Jan is saying. Hey, you want to have health? Well, start out with the next 30 days doing some healthy things. One thing for 30 days, and it becomes a habit after a while, and then it becomes a part of your life, and then you take it to the next level. But the idea of taking a 30-day challenge is that most of us, all of us, can do one thing for 30 days to make a relationship better. Come on. All of us can do something for 30 days to make our health better. We can do it, and that's a good place to start. Jana, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. We're talking about high-stake relationships. We've got from Arizona, Myrna. What's your one thing?
My one thing today is tithing. One of the biggest things that right now I'm struggling the most due to the fact that we've lost our jobs recently. So I guess you could say the little bit of what we are getting is going towards our necessities. Should I say my selfish intention? But technically it's not. It's just our bills. And so we struggle with, should we tie this little small percentage or go towards the bill that we really need, And it's really, really hard, especially when you know that the little bit of money you're only getting is specifically is for that.
Well, Myrna, don't beat yourself up where you are today spiritually. Satan would like to use that against you. And God doesn't need our 10% to be okay. He's not sitting in heaven with his accountant trying to figure out what the balance sheet looks like. Tithing is an act of worship. It's something we do as a result of his intentional love for us. And so I tell people, wherever you are today, start where you are by faith and taking those baby steps. And it may be at this point that your first step is to say, we're just going to faithfully start taking 1% and we're going to start giving that faithfully. And then as our faith grows, we're going to make that 2% and then 3%. Setting some goals, trusting God, taking it one step at a time. Does that kind of take a little bit of the pressure off that maybe you're feeling that somehow or other you're not measuring up?
It's a lot better, yes, because it's a lot to take in, especially, you know, when you're in service and, you know, pastors all the time talk about, you know, if God wants you to bless you, you know, go right ahead and give your 10%. And, you know, it's hard. Yeah, I was a little bit beat up.
Well, I hope that encourages you. Obviously, our goal is to grow in faith and obedience. But listen, we got to start where we are today. When we do, that's intentional living.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
You know, I think sometimes in each of our churches, and we come from different churches, different denominations represented here, and I think in some of our churches, we don't have enough emphasis on what it means to allow the Holy Spirit to really fill our lives. Every day, asking the Spirit of God to fill me. That's where the power comes from. To be able to live my life intentionally. We can't live intentionally all up here. I can't just do it on my own. If I'm going to choose to live an intentional life, Paul says you've got to make sure that you are filled daily with the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is not only in you, and we know He comes into our life when we accept Him as our Savior, but every day to make sure that He is filling every aspect of our life. There's power when we humbly ask the Spirit of God to direct us in how we're going to live our lives every day. That's from the book of Ephesians. It's the teaching this month, the reason why for intentional living. There's a biblical basis for intentional living, and it works. It's the teaching going out to members. Watch for it if you're not a member, which means monthly supporting the intentional living community and part of the community. Come and join us today, whatever amount God lays on your heart. And if you ask for the intentional living CD, it'll be put on an automatic auto thing, and it'll come out to you automatically every month. Auto thing, right? That's the technical term of how we do things here. That's the auto thing that they do upstairs. All right. Anyway, go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. We talk about intentional living from the standpoint of doing one thing and stopping one thing. And the idea of doing one thing that honors God and benefits you is it becomes a habit. And when it becomes a habit, it changes your life. We got people who have been sharing with us the one thing habits they've developed for their marriage and how it's impacting their life. I want to share a few with you. Here's Cindy in Arizona. What's your one thing?
Hi, my name is Cindy. So my husband and I have been married 42 years, okay. And our little thing we like to do is whoever's up first or closest to the coffee maker, we make each other's coffee in the morning and bring it to them.
Oh, that's great. There's a one thing. I think we've got another one. Who's on the line here in Arizona?
Hello. My name is Denise. I'm calling from Buckeye. Dr. Randy wanted to know what good habits that we do for our marriage. Well, this is 2019, which is an odd year. So it's my husband's year. So every little thing that happens that causes somebody to have, oh, it's your fault. It's his fault this year, and next year is my fault. So we don't argue about anything. We just say, hey, hon, it's your year. And he goes, yep, it is. So it works for us, and we've been married 33 years, and we're deeply in love.
You picked the year, okay? And I guess, listen, this is being intentional, doing one thing. We've got a call from Michigan. What's your one thing?
My name's Jeff. My wife and I passionately kiss whenever we leave. I don't care if it's to work or if it's to run to the store. We never just give each other pecks. It's always a passionate kiss whenever we leave the house or leave each other.
That's great. I do that too. Let me see. I got time for one more. Arizona. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Karen from Arizona. So things that we develop as healthy habits, my husband and I, is one was a small little advice that we were given right before we got married, and we have definitely tried to follow that little habit. We always try and avoid using the words always and never. So anything that can be like, you always do this or you never do that, we always avoid those two words and instead try and communicate through other, in like coming into that subject a different way from another point. And then our second habit that we've developed is just never having expectations for each other and instead communicating our needs. So if I come home and the laundry isn't done or folded, I can't get mad about it because I didn't ask him to do it for me. So just really avoiding those expectations that can hurt us and instead asking how we can help each other at home.
Success stories at Intentional Living. You know, we started the show today. Rosie called. Her husband passed away last month. And she made the statement that she and her husband were thinking of joining us on our Alaska cruise, and she was heartbroken they couldn't have an opportunity to do that now. And we're going to miss not having them there. I would like to invite you, however, to join my wife Donna and me and our team at the Getaway to Get Closer to God and God's Creation on the 2020 Cruise to Alaska. Take advantage of a special opportunity to go to one of the most beautiful places in God's creation. One of my staff said that it's like a moving picture postcard, and it is. You're going to spend time with your spouse and others on this 7-day Alaskan cruise, sailing the beautiful ports of call along the Inside Passage. We'd love to have you get your cabin reserved. It's June 28th. Through July 5th, 2020, over the 4th of July. If you'd like to get information, reserve your spot, go to theintentionallife.com for information. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.